glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Cast all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It is Monday, September 26, 2022. I wrote down October 6, but that's what I want to talk about at some point. Maybe I'll just talk about it now.
Good that you had that note to yourself.
Yeah, that's right. Note to myself. Remind myself. On October 6th, it started off with every 2 weeks we were gathering for prayer, and so we went 2 weeks, and then we grew and had some more, and went 2 weeks and grew and had some more. And then the last time we met, we said, well, let's just wait for 3 weeks and meet up on October 6th. So I think it's going to be a great, diverse group of
good
believers, passionate followers of Jesus that'll meet here at the Great News Media Center. But actually, it's a week from this Thursday. But today we're going to be talking about prayer.
Yeah.
But on Thursday, October 6th, we'll be practicing prayer. And so I'm just excited about that. I know some new members that are looking forward to attending. And we now represent over 30 different churches, and I'm just really pleased how God has united us together. Our focus has been worshiping God, building community, and then seeking God for something that we could do together, representing all these different churches, something that was a vision beyond any one person. And so there's a couple things that we seemingly are feeling led toward, and we'll talk about that in the coming months probably, but maybe a year from now we'll have a big community-wide gathering, bringing everyone together for prayer, and that's being talked about, and reaching out to international students, encouraging churches to be in host families. So there's those two areas, and then continuing to build on what we've already done is bringing different churches and people together that are passionate followers of Jesus that pray. And then when we do meet, we've mentioned this a few different times, we actually do pray. I mean, we're very passionate. We start out by worshiping God. In fact, Jean-René Bellaquita, he helped facilitate our worship.
Wow, you sounded French when you said that. I mean, that was cool. Again,
I practiced saying it, too. People were like, wow, you could really say that.
I
said,
what other French words do you know, Mark?
Yeah, that's right. Bellaquita.
Yeah,
it's a little Spanish in there, too, maybe. But he facilitated the worship time, which really added. So the first 20 or so minutes, he was playing his guitar. We were singing, worshiping. And then Mike Crosta focuses our attention on, okay,
he's a good leader.
He's very good. I really am learning to love this guy because he brings strengths where I have weaknesses and where he's very clear and direct and concise.
Nice.
You know, I'm kind of all over the place, but I think we're a really good balance. I try to get everyone pumped up and motivated and share some announcements and do the welcoming. And then he gets down to business. It's
Hi,
time
Mike,
to pray.
We're talking about
you. Yeah, Mike, we appreciate you. Very gifted of the Lord. And I think God has raised him up to help facilitate these prayer times.
Yeah.
And he helps me clarify our vision and put me to it, I guess you would say. Or
you're what's that thing? Something to the wheel, fire, foot to the pedal or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Right. Yeah, all those things. Yeah, it's really neat. So I'm looking forward to seeing who God will raise up on October 6th. So put it on your calendar. It's a week from this coming Thursday. And we meet from 7, always done on or before 8:30. So you can plan accordingly.
I had an idea.
Yes.
Why don't we tell people who can't come, really can't come because of various things,
right,
that they can be praying for the group.
Praying during that time.
Yeah.
And if they want to know any of the specifics we're sharing,
they can be holding you guys up in prayer as you pray.
Yeah,
I love
please
that.
Please do. That would be great. And we're actually going to extend, if you want to come at 6:30 to 6:55 for additional fellowship time.
So exact.
And we'll have dessert. Yeah. Well, I do this.
6:55, put your plate down.
Yeah, that's so... When we start at 7, we start at 7. So
you've really gotten really structured.
We'll have to have that ministry leaders network because they know we start at 12. By 12:02, we've prayed and we're serving food.
It's been pretty amazing.
Yeah, 1:13, I say. That's when we close in prayer. Yeah, I'm kind of. But that's so everyone can plan
you're
accordingly.
You're like the government.
Yeah, well,
sort of.
Maybe the better side of
the
government,
I
hope.
Yeah, I was thinking of some really good structured businesses and parts of the government, and suddenly I remembered other phone calls where I'm on hold for 2 hours.
Yeah, I'm excited. The Ministry Leaders Network will also be meeting on October 6th. So we'll have Champaign Police Chief Tim Tyler sharing, and he picked out a great topic. I gave him like 16 different titles to what I thought would be these great.
He didn't choose any of your titles?
Didn't choose any of mine. He had his own, and I wish I had it in front of me, but it was like testifying to Christ or a faithful witness.
Succinct.
Three words, and it's basically our witness for Jesus, he's going to share.
That's
and
great.
I have a number of new pastors and ministry leaders that have signed up. It's the most that have signed up this early already, so I'm expecting close to 40 or more pastors and ministry leaders.
Well, we may spill out into our courtyard.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to figure out so we can get 20
that's
over
okay,
there
though,
and
that's fine.
12
that's
here and 7 over there, and then I'm thinking the two tables, but I haven't figured out where I'm going to put the food. Or we could have some of the ministers
right here in your studio.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll do whatever it takes, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's a really
Please
neat
come.
Group. And if your pastor may be interested, let me know. Like Janine Keller, who was a part of Friday's edition of Mark and Friends, she said, my pastor, I'd like him to come. And I called him up and he said, hey, he's very interested. Send him the information.
Yeah, people let their pastors know because they may not have heard about it yet.
Yeah, so it's the first Thursday of every month. It's from 12 to 1:15. They're out the door. Now, some stay and live the socialized. Yeah, well, we close in prayer at 1:13,
okay.
So they can be out the door
at
1:15.
All right, okay.
But many stay because it's a great fellowship, but it's pastors and ministry leaders. And when I say ministry leaders, we have like executive director of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes or the executive director of See You at Home or the executive director of Jesus Away Prison Ministry. So it's not just people that have a heart for ministry
people
that are ministry leaders.
Ministries.
Yeah, usually it's the CEO or the chief executive, and for the most part, it's senior pastors.
Right.
There's a
Seems to
few
be.
Others, but we want this to be a certain group. You know, otherwise it'd become just like a Promise Keepers gathering of any men or men and women.
It may turn into something like that, but that's what it is right now.
So anyways, if you are a pastor that's tuned in today and I've piqued your interest and you want to know more, we always try to encourage, equip, and empower. So when I have a special speaker come in each and every month, it's somebody that I hope will help further your ministry calling.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to find somebody that's gifted in the area. We had somebody dealing with, well, it was David Hayter, Pastor David Hayter, that spoke on hospitality and ministry outside the box. Mm-hmm. We had Brad Lovin from the Washington Street Mission out of Springfield come in and also share about compassion and reaching others and valuing people. And so we always try to find a topic that's of interest and that's worthwhile for the pastor or ministry leader's time. So, that's always happening the first Thursday of every month. And we provide a delicious free lunch. And thank you, God, for a couple friends that underwrite the cost of that lunch. So we appreciate, I guess I won't name names, but there's some people that say, hey, we're all in and we want to supply this and provide this. So
I just realized how good it is that you made it the first Thursday, because I've had things like on the last Wednesday or the last Tuesday. And it's always like, okay, this week or next week or, you know, when's the last one?
Yeah.
The first one is set.
It's always the first Thursday of every month. I think next month we're going to have the Channel 3 Sports. I'm going blank on his name, but on TV. Does the sport? He's the sports chief of Channel 3, and I have some other good speakers down the road. So, anyways, if
Pretty
you're a
great.
Pastor and you're interested, and it's worth driving in, we have pastors that are driving in from St. Joe, from Cisna Park, from Fisher, from Mahomet, from Champaign Urbana, Rantoul, and so it's worthwhile.
Food on the table as you walk in the door.
Sometimes we've had visitors in from Springfield, so come and join us if you're a pastor or a ministry leader overseeing a ministry in our area, and I trust you'll be blessed by attending.
And we'll start on an exact minute, and we'll end on an exact minute.
I think there was only one, maybe two times we were like 4 minutes over.
And nobody cared, but still.
I know. But I like to be able to say.
It helps people know how to plan, and they're busy.
So, well, today we're going to talk about prayer. I guess we already, you and I, practice prayer. We prayed up the program.
I always do.
Asking God to bless those that are tuned in. So we hope you'll receive a blessing or connect closer to God or be encouraged, or maybe healthy conviction where you'll see through something that God's speaking to you through what's said and shared, or even maybe that scripture that we opened up with out of 1 Peter, cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Maybe you just needed to hear that God cares for you.
Well,
he
I think that
created you.
Yeah, I think that scripture is like perfect for the state of the world we're in right now.
Yeah.
Everybody's a little concerned, and that's just really, really helpful to keep in mind.
We can be filled with anxiety, and we have to recalibrate our mindset to say, yeah, there are terrible things happening. Yeah, it's a sin-fallen world, but yet God does care, and
he does.
He'll see me through.
And he made us caretakers. It's our dear, sweet, beautiful, poor, sad, upsetting world at the moment. I love this beautiful place God gave us, but
we need
what
his help.
State. What
well,
a
today we're going to look at least a few sections, maybe three or four. Cast Your Cares, Part 2. Use Worry Lists. Turn Prayers into Provisions. And
that's
we'll see if we have time. Turn Problems into Rescue. Joining me, I will say, is Marianne Simpkins,
hi, Mark.
Our editor-in-chief, our co-host.
We always just start in talking.
Yeah, well, many people, well, not many, some have said, hey, introduce Marianne
who
once in a while. So I do this so every so often. This is Marianne joining us today. And I'm Mark Burns.
Oh, hi.
Yours truly, general manager of Great News Media, Great News Radio, Good News Radio, Inc. We got, I think, on our Doing Business As, I list like 16 different things because of the Singing Men of GNN or some of our trips to Israel or the call letters of all the stations, or we're known the WLUJ family of stations. And so I have to list all those, Doing Business As, the Ministry Leaders Network. Anyways,
I'll
the
just,
Time Life Times.
So. Yes, thank you for that. I'll just say what you can't say. This is Mark Burns, all around nice guy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, this is on page 83. Cast Your Cares, Part 2. The Apostle Peter also knew about pressures and problems. He endured the trial of self-sabotage. Oh, that's big. When he denied Jesus 3 times. He endured the pressure of fierce persecution. He experienced the growing pains of a growing ministry. How did he deal with pressure and problems? He turned them into prayer. For example, after Peter, on his way to the temple, had healed the crippled beggar, both he and John were arrested for that and brought before the same men who had decided to crucify Jesus. That'd be scary. They were questioned and threatened before being released. What was their response? On their release, Peter and John went back to their own people and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. And when they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God. That's in Acts 4:23 and 24. When the church experienced the growing pains from exploding in numbers, Peter and the others came up with a plan. They would refuse to be defeated by the tyranny of the urgent. Instead, they would delegate some of their administrative responsibilities in order to maintain the priority of prayer. Quote, "We will turn this responsibility over to them, and we'll give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word." Acts 6:3-4.
Yeah, that tyranny of the urgent. We've all heard and learned and probably at times practiced that.
Yeah. Well, I just have to say that I was really touched by this sentence. They were faced with a situation, the growing pains from exploding in numbers. Everybody seems to think they want to explode in numbers. And then when it happens, it takes a lot of organizing and really being there for people. I love that. They turn to prayer. Later, when Peter was writing to his scattered and persecuted flock, he also addressed the elders. Embedded in his advice was his secret for overcoming the stress and anxiety of ministry.
Hey, I'm also thinking it bears maybe fleshing out or saying a little more. Sometimes we're praying for growth. We want But sometimes what you don't realize, it brings in all these other factors and pressures and more work and unresolved conflicts and problems. And even like the Muhammad area was going through that, this huge growth. Everyone moves to Muhammad. Well, now it's affecting the school and needing more teachers and higher taxes.
Yeah,
and people don't want to pay higher taxes, but then you have to provide these services. You've got to hire more more teachers, and so they're going through that problem with all this great growth, and yet they don't have the industry or the businesses that they can tax that can help offset what everyone has to pay. And so it's a good problem, and yet it's a problem.
We want growth in the church, but it really is when things just explode in growth. Like, can you imagine 3,000 people coming in one day? That's what happened to Peter. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. First Peter 5:7.
And that might be the only reason we have this program today, is just to say that.
Yeah.
To let you know that you can, in fact, cast your cares on him, that's on God, because he cares for you. I think we all just need to be told and reminded God cares for us, even though situations or circumstances or all the problems, the sin-fallen world, it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
But never let that minimize the fact, the truth, that God, in fact, loves you. You're here because he created you.
Yeah.
You're not just because of chance or circumstances. Your life was only breathed into existence from all eternity. God had you in mind. He fashioned you with unique and creative abilities and characteristics, and he wouldn't have had it any other way. You didn't just happen to be here. So his plan is to use you, to encourage you, to love on you. He's set out a destiny, an eternity for you. But there's that free will where you have to make that choice. But I think if you understand his character and his compassion and his love and his mercy and the extent that he went to show you his love by sending the Lord Jesus, I would think most everyone would want to surrender and submit and worship him.
Well, you know, it's interesting because you use that word, you're not here by chance. So often we can look at our bodies and say, well, you know, that was kind of just by, maybe that did seem like chance. Maybe, you know. But are we willing to say a soul is on this earth by chance?
Yeah.
A spirit, our soul? Souls don't come by chance, I don't think.
Yeah.
All right. So, in other words, turn your pressures and problems into prayer. The last sentence of that section. Okay, use worry lists. This is interesting. Martin Luther summarized the key to overcoming anxiety in 5 powerful words: pray and let God worry.
Mm-hmm.
The Apostle Paul gave the Philippians advice similar to that given by Luther and Peter when he wrote, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding," boy, that's true, "will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Philippians 4, 6, and 7.
Another one of those memory verses we all should have.
Yeah, I need to say
about
that every single
day.
That's
a good one.
One way I deal with stress, now this is author talking again. It sounds like I'm just going on my own.
No, I'm the one doing that.
With the stress of leadership, it's funny, is to make worry lists. I make a list of the things that I have coming for the day, a list of what's on tap for the rest of the week, and another list for the next 2 weeks. That's upsetting all by itself. Then I turn my worry list into a prayer list, and I give each item to God. That's nice.
Yeah. What was that? It was at Mad Magazine. Who's the guy, What Me Worry?
Well, I don't know where you're going with this.
Well, that What Me Worry guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he had the red hair. Yeah, What Me Worry?
Me Worry? Or,
I wonder if he had some Christian roots at some point. I don't know.
Okay, now we're going to read this. Turn prayers into provisions, about the amazing George Mueller. As a young leader, George Mueller had a problem. He was responsible for the care and feeding of all the children in 2 orphanages. One day, there was no food in either house with no prospects on the horizon. And what did he do? He turned his problems into prayer. He called his workers together for a day of prayer. During the morning prayer meeting, 2/3 of the needed money for food was delivered unexpectedly by 3 separate individuals. When they met later in the day for prayer, they were interrupted by a knock at the door, and there stood a messenger, and the rest of the need, and then some, was provided for. The practice of turning problems into prayer stuck with Mueller. The larger the problem, the more frequent and ardent were his prayers, and the greater the provision. Each time he faced a need, prayed for help, and saw God answer, his faith grew. Eventually, he was feeding several thousand orphans a day by prayer and faith.
I think most of us have heard the stories where he prayed and the bread truck breaks down, and then the milk truck breaks down, and, well, I don't want to go to waste here.
Does
you
this
have
not
it.
Give yeah. power behind the Hebrew scripture that said God cares for the fatherless and the orphan? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, God always met the need. More than once, a wagon pulled up to the door. Oh, you're right. Oh, that's funny.
I didn't read ahead.
Yeah, no, that's funny. Pulled up to the door loaded with unexpected food. Or there was a knock at the door with an unanticipated supply of food or the money to purchase all that was needed. Over and over, again and again, Mueller and his staff turned their problems into prayers, which the Lord turned into provisions.
Hmm.
Of the amazing way God provided the daily bread for the orphanages in answer to Mueller's prayers, his biographer writes, "Throughout all his experience in conducting the orphanages, this servant of God testifies that no meal, even when he was feeding 2,000 orphans daily by faith, was no more than 30 minutes late."
Hmm.
To read Mueller's biographies on his narratives of answered prayers is to read story after story of miracles. He deeply understood and practiced spiritual stewardship, prayer, and faith. He wrote, "We let God work for us when the hour of trial of our faith comes, and do not work a deliverance of our own."
Hmm.
All right, here's the next section. Turn problems into rescue. D.L. Moody and his son William were on the German steamer Spree when it left Southampton, England, bound for New York on November 23, 1892. 3 days and about 1,100 miles out to sea, sometime after midnight in the early morning hours of Saturday, November 27th, the main propeller shaft broke. Two large fragments exploded through the bottom of the steamer. Immediately, water filled half the ship's compartments and the pumps could not pump the water out as fast as it flowed in. The boat drifted for hours with no electricity, leaving the passengers terrified in the dark as the ship began to slowly sink.
Mm.
And that's what they couldn't, like, ring up somebody or get on a computer or something like today. At daybreak, Moody beckoned the captain to join him and Will in prayer. Moody knelt down and prayed, "O Lord, when thy disciples were on the sea and in trouble, thou didst save them. Are we not thy disciples? Please smooth the waves so that we shall not be drowned, and please send us a ship." By Sunday morning, all hope was lost, as the slowly sinking ship had now drifted off the course from where the other ships passed. Moody asked to hold a religious service for the passengers and crew. All attended except those crewmen needed at their posts. They sang and prayed. At 3 o'clock Monday morning, Will woke Moody with good news. A light was visible in the distance, rapidly approaching the Spree. It turned out to be the Canadian freighter Lake Huron, which towed the wounded Spree to safety.
Hmm.
Wow.
Oh, thank you, God, for this reading. Thank you, Marianne, for your participation in this ministry. And thank you, listener, for being a part. Remember, cast all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you.
Amen.
Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.